Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is totally bizarre. We've got new details on Joe Biden forgetting the death of Jackie Walorski.
Yeah, this is just...
And it shows how totally and completely gone the president is. And this has heads spinning in, you know, deep within the little the bureaus and the boroughs of our enemies, those who want to take us out or cut us down to size in the world. So, you know, Joe Biden did that, you know, just bizarre display. Turn the audio on of, you know, they're having that hunger event, just to set this up, because I don't think people have gotten the whole story. You can't appreciate how bizarre this is until you get the whole story, okay? And so it's a hunger event. Jackie Walorski's Republican congresswoman, she tragically died, as we know, in a, we all know, because it was big news, in a car accident with two of her staff. Okay, so this was a terrible car accident.
Yep.
And this was big news all across the country. Couldn't have missed it, right? So during the hunger event, hunger was one of her big issues. She was passionate about it, did a lot of work on it, sponsored legislation, that kind of thing. So Joe Biden is standing there, okay? This is the background people don't realize. Joe Biden is standing there, and he's standing there waiting to speak through a film honoring her life because, you know, she died at the hunger event he's speaking at. This is completely lost on him, right? He is so gone that he misses the part about the tribute to the now dead, God bless her, Jackie Walorski. And then he goes up there wanting to honor her and looks for Jackie in the crowd, which is not going to happen because she's passed.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Okay. So the question then came, well, is it just that he is so unaware of current affairs he missed this story, which would be kind of hard to miss? I mean, everybody, it was a big news story, right? But I mean, we've caught him in the past not knowing even the most basic things about what's going on in this country. Like, you know, current events you should know if you're the president, right? So is it that or is it senility? Is he totally mentally gone? Well, now we know it's the latter. He's totally mentally gone. And here's how we know. Okay. Keith Walorski, her brother, just did an interview in which he said that Joe Biden personally called his family to console them after her death last month. Mm-hmm. Last month. She's not an obscure State Department official. She's a Congress member. And that Joe went on, I mean, you know, saying, hey, listen, I lost a family member, I lost my son Beau, I know what grief is like. And Walorski's brother said he was just very nice. And now we have him, after a whole conversation with her family, looking for her in a crowd. Jackie Walorski's brother Keith said, I feel sorry for him, really. Mm-hmm. He made a phone call after my sister was killed. He was very sincere in his relaying the grief process because he's been through the grief process. He knows all about it. He said, I'm not going to hold it against him that he, you know, forgot Jackie was dead. He said, I just feel sorry for him. All I'm saying right now about the president is bless his heart for trying. No.
Well, he's just trying to be very gracious.
He's being gracious, yes. But that is the attitude the media would like us to adopt. And that ain't kind of, I mean, we had, do you remember when Rod Rosenstein, who was the number two at the Department of Injustice, who really was a number two?
Yeah.
Was lauded by the media because he wore a wire when speaking to Trump because we needed to use the 25th Amendment because, see, Trump was crazy. He was secretly crazy.
Right.
And they were trying to catch it. Mm-hmm. And we were in dire danger as a nation. I mean, man, this guy was going to get us into a nuclear war or worse because, you know, he's so crazy and probably demented too because he's old. And now? Now? it's unhinged. And did you hear The View? Did you hear what the ladies of The View said?
Unfortunately, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you can now not speak of Biden's mental gaffes, which included assuring China that the U.S. military would defend Taiwan. He had to be corrected with his staff. Nah, we're not doing that, right? Remember, that was a major gaffe because he forgot we weren't going to defend Taiwan. And that was embarrassing. That was the media. And then he forgot again, Lee, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And repeated again recently.
Yeah.
And then his staff had to come out and say, I forgot we're not going to defend Taiwan, which could lead to World War III. But anyway, it wasn't that important. So, yeah, okay. So here is The View, okay? You cannot speak of Joe Biden's mental state. Cannot. Because that is ageism. And look, Lee, the senile are finally getting their breakout opportunity to be represented.
Okay.
Diversity, Lee, diversity.
I wonder what color ribbon that will be.
I don't know. Something really bright so it's hard to forget,
yeah.
Okay. Here's The View. This actually happened.
This country is so ageist. They need to stop weaponizing his age. I hate
right.
that about this country.
I mean, they have weaponized the gaffes. They've said that he's senile.
And she passed last month, not like 100 years ago.
Yeah, that's her point. It was last month. Biden called.
So I guess Joe Cunningham, who's running for governor as a Democrat nominee, and his call to put age limits on holding office in this state and elsewhere, I guess he's going to be coming under criticism from The View as well.
Well, no, he's a Democrat.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. USA Today is a take on it. Look, it's true Biden can't remember who is alive or who's dead or whether we'll defend Taiwan or not in World War III. It's all very vague. But that is a bonus, Lee. It is a plus. Why? Well, because it shows his empathy. This headline, what Joe Biden's memory lapse about late Jackie Walorski really tells us. And it tells us that he is so empathetic. He would understand your plight if he could remember it, but he cannot. But he would have empathy. Because you can identify with him because he's like your grandma. So it makes him real. And that's a bonus. It's a total bonus. Are these are not serious people. These people are.
No.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
And if this were a Republican administration, it would just it would be on, and there would be calls to remove him from office. And
there should be.
And there should be.
This
bipartisan. Is a national situation.
This is not partisan.
National security situation. This, I mean, he is not competent. Period. The man is not competent.
No.
Of course, if that then falls to Vice President Kamala Harris. Who, of course, made the gaffe herself of referring that we have an alliance to the Republic of North Korea in a speech.
Did she confuse
North
Korea. And South Korea?
Yes, she did.
Or is
yeah.
do you think, I mean, I saw that and I'm just like, oh, my God.
You do
Can
that.
Can you imagine if Republicans did these things?
They're on South Korean territory. And then you say that we have an alliance with the wrong side.
Which I'm sure North Korea loved. I mean, they probably blew up a couple of missiles.
I'm sure Rocket
celebration.
Man's laughing his way back to the bunker again.
Yeah. I mean, again, all of us, we are not a serious country. This is not a serious country.
You have to want, you know what the leaders of both our allies and our enemies are thinking.
Yeah, they're going wild because this is the time to get away
with stuff. The American public that is living in Realville like we are, Tara, have known for quite some time that this man that is currently the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is simply a figurehead, that there are other individuals and organizations behind this man that are really running things. That, you know, at least with Donald Trump, you knew who to blame if you didn't like it, and you knew who to credit if you did. Now,
yeah.
Granted, not everything. Obviously, the president does not have his hands on every single thing that happens within the government. The Leviathan that we have as a federal bureaucracy is way too, wide, deep and low to be under control of any one single individual. But there is absolutely no one at the controls that has the last name Biden going on in this country right now.
No, and one of the biggest breaking stories on that, and I mean, can you just try to picture to understand how big of a story this was, if the Trump kids had been exchanging texts, joking with each other about how Donald Trump had dementia, right? Yeah. Like, that would be front and center. That they would be camped outside those kids' homes. Mm-hmm. The media would be asking for comment, right? They would ask for comment from Trump. The Republican leaders, of course, would move 25th Amendment to take Trump out, right? Well, we have a series of texts from Hunter Biden, Joe's son, and Dr. Keith Abelow, who's a friend of his, going back and forth, and they're joking. They're joking about how Joe has dementia. And at least now that he lives at, you know, he's going to live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because it was before the election. At least he'll be able to remember his address probably. Yeah. And they thought it was, I mean, Hunter thought that was funny.
And of course, you know, the president thinks that Hunter is the smartest guy he knows.
But he might have forgotten the other smartest guy he knows. I mean, that is possible. He could have forgotten that.
Yeah.
So he said, this is a quote from this. Perhaps he can help us remember all we intended to be as people, since he can now remember his address. That's Keith Abelow. And then Hunter says his dad doesn't need to know where he lives because that's the only thing the Secret Service gets right at least 75% of the time, that the Secret Service would remember where Joe lives for Joe. So this gives you an idea of how far gone he is.
And
this
how
came
far
out
on the country.
Yes, and it was this was the headline article that day in the UK Daily Mail. Okay, it's a headline article. It ricocheted around the world. Sky News did a whole long piece on it. I ran their monologue. They opened with it. It was absolutely, totally, and completely blacked out in the United States of America, except for coverage by the New York Post and Fox News. In terms of mainstream media, you know, there were blogs and other right wing sites that did it, but no. So this is one of those things you cannot speak of. So we are not a serious country, and we do not have a serious leader. We should not be taken seriously. By the way, we now have German heads of manufacturing demanding a break, that Germany break it off its relations with America over the terror attack on the Nord Stream, which they seem to believe we did. So, I'm going to explain, if we did do that, why we would. I want to remind you of something that would explain everything going on with all of that. Right now, all of that is coming up, plus a mind-boggling court ruling against the FBI and what it tells us. All that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A 100,000 people dead of fentanyl. Folks, fentanyl is such a big problem. I keep warning parents about it. They need to understand fentanyl is not like other drugs. And all over the country, parents are going upstairs to wake the kids up for school and finding them dead. 12, 14, 16. Kids who never took drugs before. And their friend showed them on TikTok, on Instagram, where they could order Adderall, and they're studying, they're good students. Gets good students a lot. And you had it delivered right to your house, right to the mailbox. He took it, but it wasn't an Adderall, kind of Adderall they'd always taken when they were a kid, no big deal. No, it was fentanyl lace. They're dead. And all the other parents think, I don't need to worry about that. My kid's not a drug addict. I've got a good kid, straight A student. I know he was too, the dead one. This is going on all over the country. Used to be for decades in this country that the number one cause of death for 16 through 24 was car accidents, right? Not surprising. So you start driving and they're reckless, right? Not anymore. It's fentanyl. It's not drugs. It's not drug overdose. It's fentanyl overdose. That is how deadly and sneaky this substance is. And where does it come from? Well, we just had the head of the Biden DA say, oh, it's coming over the border and cartels are bringing it. It's where it's coming from. It's out of control. Okay, cool. So why don't we do a simple thing? The Republicans said, fentanyl, our drug laws need to be updated for fentanyl. We need to make it a Schedule I substance so that when we catch someone, i.e. the cartels, i.e. the Democrats voters who they're trafficking across the border, we need to be able to put them away for pretty damn near life or life, depending on the amounts. But we don't have that right now. We can't put them away because fentanyl wasn't a thing when we were writing the drug laws, right? Pretty simple. And they want to change the law so that at the border, people are screened, catch more of the fentanyl, so people don't have to die, right? I mean, you would think that would be like a, you know, win-win. I mean, we can all agree we don't want dead children. Nope, 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 nope. Democrats can't agree. Wait, what? The House Democrats, for the second time this year, just blocked a crackdown on fentanyl. Why? Well, because their voters bring it as part of the open borders voter drive. So, I mean, we get, okay, yeah, a guy may have 100,000 pills and he might kill, you know, 5, 10, 15, 25 people. But, is he going to vote Democrat? Yes, okay, then that's an acceptable loss of life. I am not exaggerating. This is where we are. Straight Democrat party line vote, folks. I have told you before, human life means nothing to these people. They have one goal, and that is to subvert the electorate, to bring in other nations within a nation to outvote you. That is their goal. Joe Biden has explained that specifically. I've played the audio. I'm not going to do it again. You've heard it so many times that you're going out of your mind. 220 House Democrats in a straight party line vote blocked consideration for Representative Michelle Fischbach's Halt All Lethal Trafficking of Fentanyl Act. Why? It would have permanently classified fentanyl-related substances as Schedule I on the Controlled Substances Act. That's it? That's it. Well, what would that mean? Well, the Democrats' friends, the cartels, who traffic their voters to, bring their voters to them, they like to bring a little fentanyl with them, and we cannot have them locked up. So people have to die, people have to die. If 100,000 people have to die, well, that means you just have to die. Remember, I've said to you over and over again, in absolute and total seriousness, to the liberal mentality, killing somebody is not any nearly as bad, is not as bad as offending that person. It is better for that person to be dead than to be offended. And we cannot discriminate against these people just because they're killing us. After all, they are Hispanic and likely to vote Democrat. So, and now you may say, well, but Hispanics have been voting Republican. Yes, but mainly along the Texas border and mainly in Florida, where they are Cuban and have lived through the kind of socialism and communism the Democrats want to inflict on us. When they come from other nations, they are not so likely to do that. And Democrats know that. That's why they are trafficking them across the border. So Representative Michelle Fischbach flipped out over this, as she should. All we're talking about is classifying this as a Schedule I substance and changing border procedures so that we better screen people coming through the ports of entry, right? Because they sneak it through the ports and over the borders as well. Nope, said the Democrat. Nope, we need death. They are for death. Here's Representative Michelle Fischbach losing her mind after 220 Democrats voted to kill young people.
This isn't funny. 72,108. Keep that number in your head. That's how many people we buried last year, and we're already past that for this year. These kids are at risk every day, and nobody's doing anything. And the fact that they keep minimizing it, our kids are dying. What does it take to get it through to people? You know, we've been screaming and begging on our knees. They just assumed, oh, they must have had substance use disorder. It's not true anymore. This is a different drug we've never dealt with before. It's deadlier than any drug we have ever dealt with before. It kills easier than any drug we've ever dealt with before. And process this if you will. At any given time, there is some unstable person in this country driving around with enough illicit fentanyl in their hands to chemically take out an entire city. Why isn't that causing any alarm? And we can stop it. And that's the most frustrating part. We're not talking about people who are coming here because they need a new life. We're talking about having basic security measures, basic common sense, somebody to walk through the same X-ray technology to get in this country that I use to get on a domestic flight. We can detect these drugs. We can interdict these drugs before they even get here. And all I can say is people should invest in a lot of body bags, because I fear what's coming down the pike. We've warned them and warned them and warned them, and it's doubling and tripling, and the numbers keep rising, and nobody's doing anything.
And they're going to go up and up and up. And yeah, just in time for Halloween, they've got those little fentanyl candies that look like sweet tarts. They're killing us. This is coming from China. Yes, cartel drug dealers use it to increase the potency of their drugs and get people addicted, but the Chinese use it to kill. I mean, they just put it in to kill. They're not looking for drug profits. They're murdering us and laughing at us. And so are the Democrats, quite frankly. So are the Democrats. Folks, what you need to do, I've done this already with my children, you need to sit your children down in front of a fentanyl PSA. Because I know you think your kids are great and they're never going to do anything wrong and they're straight-A students. That's who's dying from this. And they are together, and one of them takes... the Adderall they got offline. It's just Adderall. I mean, it's not like it's something scary, right? And they're fine. And then the other friend takes one and they're fine. You get the third pill, you drop dead. That's how they send them over. One pill of death, the rest fine. 50% of kids, according to the annual CDC survey, will try drugs before they graduate high school. That is the reality. And before that never showed in our society, because they tried it once, went on their way. Now you die. So... that little, kind of experimenting we all thought was cute. You parents telling yourself, well, my kid doesn't have a problem. You don't have to have a problem anymore. You don't. That's who's dying. People who didn't do drugs before. They're doing pills they grew up getting prescriptions for that they don't fear. This is so deadly. You must explain this to your kids. Your kids can't do what my generation did and your generation did, which is try a little pot. Try a little fill in the blank here at a party. You can't try it once, not even once. And you have to fear the drugs you grew up getting prescriptions for. These kids are primed for this. They were given ADD drugs and like, well, I'm going to get a little bit of that off Instagram to help me get through finals. I'm a straight A student. Not anymore. You're dead.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As your country gaslights the world and tells them Russia blew up their own pipeline. Russia blew up their own pipeline. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Do you realize, by the way, that's the same scam they ran on us for a long time? No, it's what they do here with Russia. Whatever they're doing, they blame the other side for. So, in other words, if they're colluding with Russia to rig the election by making up the Russia collusion hoax, then what do? Well, they blame it on Putin. They blame it on the Republicans. Scott Adams, creative Dilbert, wrote this. Watching Democrats gaslight the international community and blame Putin for attacking his own pipeline is fascinating because it's the same play they use domestically to blame Republicans for whatever they are doing. I call this play the John Brennan because he's the tell. That's exactly what they're doing. I want you to remember something. Everything, and I mean everything, that your government told you about Russia for the last 3 years was a total, unmitigated lie. And you know what part we still haven't caught up with? Remember when they terrified the poor Democrats by telling them that Russia had attacked the election? In collusion, of course, with Donald Trump. Yeah, this was coming from the highest levels of our CIA and our FBI. Oh, yeah. Russia meddled in the election. And people terrified. I mean, they thought the democracy was under attack. They also thought they lived in a democracy, which was kind of funny. But people are still terrified today. I mean, the left has I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm not being sarcastic. The left has psychological scarring. I mean, you would too if you thought you lived through a coup by Russia. And that part never got taken back. That was fascinating. Remember, we learned, and this is one of the biggest things we've learned, that by the summer of 2016... John Brennan, head of the CIA, was sitting in the Oval Office with Barack Obama and Joe Biden, remember? And telling them, oh, hey, Hillary's campaign's made up this Russia collusion thing, and you should know about it. I've come here personally as the head of the CIA to tell you because the Russians are really pissed. And consider this an act of war to blame them for attempting a coup and insinuating they own Donald Trump. So I just thought y'all should know that Hillary made this up. It's not real. To make sure he wouldn't be online for that, John Brennan recorded that meeting in his own handwriting, so how we know it happened. Then he went by September and warned the FBI that Hillary had made up Russia collusion and that the Russians were pissed and they knew all about it. And then they spent the next 3 years telling you that Russia tried to steal the election. So I don't want to hear a damn thing from these people about Russia. I simply don't believe them. Remember what these people did and how dangerous they are. They rolled tanks up to the Russian border. Obama did before he left office. To menace and threaten Russia. Remember retaliation for the meddling in the election. Could have started a war. Can you imagine if Russia rolled tanks up to our border? Dear God. So that's what these people are capable of. So what do we know? If Russia collusion, in the words of the CIA director, came from Hillary's campaign, it was made up, it was a hoax. A hoax, by the way, that the FBI then falsified evidence and presented it to the FISA court under oath. That's a felony. That's perjury. To further, if the FBI did that, well, then Russia couldn't have meddled in this election, could they? That never happened. They just terrified you for no reason. Remember this one, 17 intel agencies agree? Total crock. Oh, wait, we forgot. No, it was only 3 intel agencies. No, still total crock. If your government is talking to you about Russia, they are lying. That doesn't mean Russia is a good country. It just means they're lying in a way that endangers this entire country. So let's go back to that 2 years of lies that the Democrats still believe. They think they lived through a coup. They think Putin meddled in the election. Well, he didn't. They made it up. So who did? Somebody stole the DNC hard drive. Now, we were told Russia did that, but now we know they didn't. Hillary made the whole thing up. Who stole the DNC hard drive? Now, for a long time, many people believed it was Seth Rich, a DNC staffer who got a look at the inside and leaked the whole thing so people would know who the Democrats really were. Why do people think that? Well, they're crazy conspiracy theorists. No, the guy who published the DNC hard drive was Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. Remember him? And when Seth Rich, the DNC staffer, was murdered, we're told, of course, in just not run-of-the-mill robbery in which nothing was taken for no reason. He was just executed. But they totally wanted his wallet, except they didn't take it. It was weird. Julian Assange has asked about Seth Rich's murder. Now, remember, WikiLeaks has insisted that they have no Russian contacts and they got nothing from the Russians. Here's Julian Assange talking about Seth Rich's murder. You tell me what happened.
Whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources
but
are.
Why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States.
Oh, I understand perfectly. So there was a Freedom of Information Act request for people who heard that. Julian Assange all but told us Seth Rich was their source and somebody murdered him for it. Wonder who did that. There was a FOIA lawsuit. FBI. Wonder what FBI knew about the Seth Rich murder. FBI went to court and perjured themselves as they do most days. These days, I mean, rate we're going. Committing felony level perjury. Said, no, we never looked at that. We don't have any documents on Seth Rich. That was just a robbery. Huh. They said that to the judge under oath. They submitted documents saying it. It was a total lie, it turned out. Because they accidentally disclosed Seth Rich documents in another case. They didn't mean to release them. So they lied. They lied in under oath in court. Now, you and I go to prison for that, but they're FBI, they're royalty, so they didn't. FBI later admitted it had 1,500 documents on Seth Rich. They were quite interested in him. But they said they couldn't turn him over because the Seth Rich matter was a critical national security matter. Oh, so you do know about Seth Rich. 1,500 documents. That's a lot for a guy who got accidentally offed in a random robbery, isn't it? They also have his laptop. They claim there's nothing on it. So guess what? A judge just ordered they release it. Now, they're going to get to keep the 1,500 documents. Unfortunately, because they're heavy, they are of national security importance, which tells you something big is there. You know what it is? It's the rest of the end of the lie that the Russians hacked the election. Seth Rich did it. And they killed him for it. Who's they? I don't know. Deep state, Democrats, both. Who knows? Who knows? Remember Julian Assange offered to tell us who hacked the DNC server? Who hacked the election? Do you remember that, right? In exchange for extradition, you know who blocked it? Head of the FBI, James Comey. He didn't want him here. He did not want to know who hacked that election. That's weird, isn't it? Yeah. That's why Julian Assange never ended up here. It was weird. Didn't take that deal. Now, they want a deal where they can silence Assange. They do not want him talking about who did this. Because it was probably them. Well, unless there's an emergency court order, today is the day that the CDC finally has to release the information on side effects of the shot reported to it on its app. They went to court to vociferously fight against that. They do not want you to know that 31,000 people have died from taking the shot. Somebody will eventually tell you that, as if it is shocking news, although we've known it all along. This is the same CDC that got busted last week because they promised they would look into the 31,000. At the time, I think it was about 16,000 deaths from the shot in various. Now 31,000 reported and hundreds of thousands of debilitating injuries that people have. And they promised that they would look into it because they always have. That's what VAERS is for. VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Reaction System. It was created by Congress about 32 years ago as an early warning sign when a vaccine has gone badly wrong. And that was because in the 70s there were some really bad vaccine situations, deaths, and that kind of thing. People didn't realize it till it was too late. Doctors were still giving it. So they created VAERS. Well, oddly, during the period that we were giving the vaccine for COVID, more deaths and injuries were reported in a single year than had ever been reported to VAERS in its 32-year history for all shots combined. But it was totally like nothing. And if you asked a question about it, you'd get canceled off social media. So Rochelle Walensky came out in April of 21 and promised, look, we are totally going to like look into all these adverse reactions like we always have with VAERS. And we're going to investigate them. We'll tell you what we find. And it's going to be all very safe. So everybody who's questioning all these dead people, just shut up now. Instead, she went behind the scenes and did the opposite. They stopped all investigations. They stopped them cold. Right as the heaviest vaccination period was ramping up. And then they just didn't do them for most of the rest of the year. All the while censoring anybody who was pointing out the horrific numbers of injuries and deaths from the shot on VAERS. And all while the CDC explained to the media, they were looking into it. They were very, yeah, she lied. She got busted for that. If we had a real media, you'd know that, but we don't. So anyway, at least we'll get the app information today. Assuming there's not some last minute stay from the court somehow, but they full on lost the FOIA case. If it's such a safe shot, why on earth would you go to court to fight releasing the results of an app, right? They'd be great. Like, everybody's healthy. Nobody's dead. Nobody's maimed or injured. Nobody has Bell's palsy. Both the Biebers don't look like freak shows now after taking it. Everything's fine. It's totally normal for young people to have strokes and for their hearts to explode inside their bodies. After we've always had that. Totally normal. Why you would want to release the data, but you would trumpet it from the hills to prove those crazy conspiracy theorists were wrong. But no, it's not. They're in court fighting, but they lost. So they got till midnight tonight, and I can't wait to read it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.